Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. I still have my Billy bookcases. Like millions of people around the world, I kitted out my early life with staples from IKEA. And now that I'm settled, I probably swing by less often and mainly for the Swedish meatballs, but I still have pieces in my house that bear the scars of many, many moves around the world. The initial cost was cheap, and it had to be back then, but the stereotypical knock on IKEA stuff is that it doesn't last, that it's fast furniture and soon headed to the landfill. But is that accurate today? And will that be accurate in the future? And how do you shop sustainably these days? Helene Loberg is the head of sustainability at IKEA Canada. She joins us now from Edmonton to talk about sustainability. Hello there.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You have been with IKEA for, I looked at your profile, like 17 years, first in Sweden, now in Canada. How has the company's approach to sustainability changed in that time?
Oh, it's a continuous development. And this is something that we take very seriously. We have a great design process that is called democratic design. So the sustainability aspect is actually built into the design process, and so is quality, for example. So we are making improvements year on year, and I could hear you mention Billy. So, you know, we are met Billy since a long, long time.
Yes.
And Billy is just getting better and better.
Now, some of our listeners will hear this commitment and think, really? Because they see, you know, the IKEA bookcases or chairs or whatever at the end of the driveway or headed to a dumpster somewhere, and they will have a harder time wrapping their minds around it when it's IKEA versus when it is, I don't know, Tiffany or some other company where the product is around for multiple generations. How much of that is perception and how much of it is reality?
I think it's a lot about perception. Just because it's expensive, it doesn't need to be, you know, good and lasting a long time. And that is what we are working hard on, to making long-lasting products available to an affordable price for the many. That's our mission.
Mm. There are two programs that I want to talk about because I had heard of neither of them. One is a sell-back program. How does that work?
You can sell back your used furniture to IKEA. And that is actually a great way to give somebody else the opportunity to buy a product, a piece of furniture, to an affordable price. And you get a store credit. So you can actually, depending on what you need, you can actually buy something new. So that is how that works. And it's quite successful. We have had around 3,000 pieces sold back to us so far.
And then you put them, what do you do with them? You sell them to another human who wants to buy them in your store?
Yes. So we do have a second hand called the Circular Hub or the As Is Sales Corner. So what quite many people do when they enter this store, they first go and visit the Circular Hub to see if there is anything that they can get to a really good price. It's not only furniture that has been sold back to us, it's also all displays, and it could be furniture that has been returned for any reason, but that are still in a decent condition so that somebody else can enjoy them.
What about a half jar of that delicious jam? Is that available?
Sorry.
No, that's not. No, okay.
No.
You also, the second one is a spare parts program. And I think this is the one where I think, oh yeah, I could totally use this because I have a dresser and the tracks on the dresser don't work properly. The wood's totally fine, but it's probably 20 years old. So would I be able to get a spare part for this dresser?
You would, and it's free. So either you come into the store and ask for that particular spare part, or you go online and order it, and it will be sent to you for no charge. And this is really how we want to encourage people to take care of the furniture and make them live longer. We are also working on developing repair kits and different ways for our customers to take care of the furniture and make them live longer. There is lots going on in this area because we really believe in helping customers to make their furniture live longer.
The things that we're talking about are fairly close to the end of the life cycle of the furniture in that it's, you know, in someone's home or has been in someone's home maybe for some time. If we go all the way back to the beginning, you know, when it's an idea in a designer's mind, where does sustainability start and what does that look like? Are you, I don't know, growing synthetic wood from crickets? I just made that up, by the way. Is that a thing? Could that be a thing? Could you make that a thing? Could you make a bookcase out of crickets?
Sounds like a great idea that yeah. we would probably
if anybody can do it, it's the Swedes. The Swedes will totally do it.
Yes. Yeah. You know, when we design or develop a product, as I said, sustainability is one of the dimensions that we are looking at. And first of all, it's about looking at the materials that we are going to use. So is it, can we use a recycled material or is it a renewable material? And going forward, we won't be able to develop any product unless it's made out of a renewable material or a recycled material. And then it's about designing for standardization to make sure that we can have spare parts available when there is a need to change something out. And that could be not only because something is broken, but it could be only because also because you want to upgrade, you want to change the look, you want to, you know, just make it more fun, a bit different. And then it's really also about looking at different ways of repairing and making the furniture last longer. So there are solutions for that that we are looking into. So I think the sustainability aspect is really well taken care of in our design process. And of course, that includes quality too, because otherwise, you know, it must go hand in hand. Otherwise, there is no point.
My Billy bookcases will not last forever. I am still young. They still are relatively young, even though they're decades old. But at a certain point, they will be done, and they may not be good for anybody at that point. Where can IKEA furniture be recycled?
So it depends on where you are and that particular city's recycling capabilities. But that is also something that is now built into that design process. So we are also designing for recyclability. So it's going to be possible to easily separate the different materials so that you can take care of that product in a good way when it's time.
What has changed in your personal behavior given this accountability as head of sustainability at IKEA? So clearly you think about it all day, every day in the context of the retailer that you work for. What has changed for you as a human on this planet?
I think just having a better understanding of the importance of secondhand furniture. And when I look at my own home, I am glad to say that I have a mix of, you know, inherited furniture, but also furniture that I bought secondhand. And for example, I wanted to upgrade my dining table. So then I actually, it was an IKEA dining table, surprise, but I sold it back. And then I actually got a new one, and a new one I found in the circular hub. So, you know, having that thinking, I think that is so, so important. But it's also about knowing what you're buying. And I'm definitely way more conscious now with understanding where different products are coming from, where they are made and what they are made out of, and so forth. So, yeah.
Very interesting. Hélène, thank you for sharing your insight with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hélène Löberg is the head of sustainability at IKEA Canada. She was in Edmonton today.